Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Let's take a quick look at your forecast, then we'll get to your spizzity sports. Like that. Today, we got a chance for some morning drizzle. Small chance.
For shizzle.
High of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 57. Tomorrow, a chance for some rain. Small chances of rain throughout the weekend, but it doesn't look like anything's going to stick. High of 80. Then Sunday, we got a chance for rain, a high of 84. And Monday for your Memorial Day, another high of 84. Dude, it stays in the 80s through, like, next week Thursday. That's nuts.
Woo! It's hot. I like that.
Getting hot. All right, there you go. That's your forecast. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. I picked up a 24 sampler pack for Kiki for this weekend, so she's going to be enjoying a few of those, and you should too on your Memorial Day.
Yeah, there you go, man. Talking to sports, last night I finished the last two episodes of The Last Dance. I missed them on Sunday. There was golf going on Sunday, and for some reason I completely forgot about the last two. And, oh, my God. So, basically, watching, it's an 11-part series of The Last Dance, which you can, is it 11-part or 10-part? It's either 10 or 11 episodes. Anyway, you can binge watch all of them right now. If you haven't, do it, because it's absolutely fantastic. Watched the last two last night, which I think probably are the best two, obviously coming down to the very last shot of Michael Jordan's career. And
Did you cry like a little bitch?
Dude, I frogged up. I'm not gonna lie to you. I frogged up a little bit. Here's why. Not because of all the stuff that happened during, and I'm not going to spoil, I mean, I can't really spoil anything, it already happened, but I'm not going to spoil anything in the documentary that is in the last two episodes, but man, it was just one of those, it was like when it ended, like, I lived my whole entire life in that era, it revolved around Michael Jordan. I did a lot of things because of that guy, man. You know how many times I've shot in free throws and put hours into the basketball court just because of this guy? And, like, you forget. You tend to forget when time goes. You know, and it's like, you know, I always have a spot in my heart for Michael Jordan. But I forgot. I forgot why. And then you watch the whole thing. Like, I finished it last night, dude. And you probably cried. I had a frog in my throat, dude.
God,
I'm serious.
He's not dead yet. Good Lord.
I know he's not dead, but, dude, it is so moving. Like to be that guy, to be Michael Jordan, and just everything about him is just, it's unbelievable. You can't write a story any better than that story. And just the persona around the guy, too, is just, it's just amazing. It's an amazing story. And, yeah, you're right. He's not dead. And it feels like he died at the end of the thing because I'm like, oh, God.
If I would have known how emotional this was going to be, I would have given you a tampon before we started.
Oh, shut up. You know, if they wrote a documentary about Aaron Rodgers, you'd probably feel the same way, even though it wouldn't be the same.
But it would be better. It would be so much better.
All right. But, man, finishing that last night and the way they did it, hats off to the director, the guys who created that documentary. It's seriously, they're saying, I watched a little bit of news on it after because it finished this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's analysts saying, dude, this is going to change. This documentary itself is going to change basketball again for generations coming up because people younger just don't know. They don't understand. They didn't grow up around the Michael Jordan era. All they know is LeBron. And I'm not taking anything away from LeBron. But if you grew up in the LeBron era, do yourself a favor and watch this documentary because it's just there's no other player in any other sport, I'm saying, nobody that has moved a sport like that guy did. And it's just unbelievable, man. So check it out. You can binge watch all 10 or 11. I can't remember. I think there's 10, actually.
I think there's 10. Yeah.
10
but they're
episodes.
An hour long a piece, so just be ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good time killer if you got it. So.
Yeah. And you can do that on ESPN or there's a lot of different ways you can do
it. ESPN 8, The Ocho. And check it out.
Yep, there you go. Hey, now that The Last Dance is totally over, sports fans are looking for the next big story. Production company run by LeBron James is already working on a documentary series about the cheating Houston Astros. Oh, boy.
Hey. Yeah, Astros.
Other stories with what people would like to see are Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Serena and Venus Williams, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Mark McGuire, and Jose Canseco. Is it right?
Canseco.
Canseco and Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, I like it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. Well, maybe we will see some new sports documentaries, or at least better ones. That's it? That all you got?
Yeah, that's it for all this one.
Go have a little cry. We'll be back. God. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Rock 10. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 724, Brock Hunter.
Hey. Get a lot of messages about these chili cheese dogs.
I know, man. My Facebook's been blowing up. Check this out. Check this one out. You got to have this. Hey, if you're craving it, man, you got some options now. So
I had no idea. Wings, et cetera. Apparently has a.
Yep. It's called the Home Wrecker, I believe.
Ooh.
Well, you can get that chili dog style. So
that's what's up. It. I'm going to go try. I had no idea.
That's I don't know. I really want one. Is it bad to have one at 7:24 in the morning? I think so.
I had brats the other morning at like 6:45. Yeah,
throw some chili on there. Who cares? Hey, we're going to check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy some delicious Bud Light Seltzers this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're going to be barbecuing. Goes perfect with Bud Light Seltzer. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There you go,
are you going to cry again?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of cry here for a second. So I watched the final two episodes last night of The Last Dance. I missed them on Sunday because there was golf on, and for some reason my brain was like, that's about the only sport thing that's on, and I missed it. But finished The Last Dance last night. If you guys have not watched it yet, you can binge watch, I believe, 10 episodes, right? We chalked it up as 10?
Yeah, it's 10.
10 episodes that you can binge watch and do it, because it is, I don't care if you're 13 years old or if you're, you know, 79 years old. It's going to move you. The very last two especially, man, it's like, woo! Growing up around the Michael Jordan era, it was like, everything I based my life around was around kind of Michael Jordan, especially as a kid loving basketball, spending so much time on the court, and you tend to forget over time, just that, that essence of, or whatever it is. And, you watch the documentary and it brings all of those feelings back. And my God, man, I'm telling you, I had a frog in my throat when it ended last night. Just thinking, the guy, like you said, he's not even dead, man. He's not, but it's just one of those documentaries. You're like, he's a special, special human being. And I realized I will never, ever, ever be even close to a hair on Michael Jordan's head, even though he doesn't have any hair. But you guys watch that, The Last Dance, absolutely awesome, and well-deserving. It's going to change basketball, I'm telling you. It's going to be a new era of basketball because of this, and kids are going to learn that what Michael Jordan was really about. So
Jordan.
Michael. moving on, golf. Even if you aren't planning on watching the match, Champions for Charity, you might want to think again. If Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady hits a hole-in-one during the match, you could score a six-pack of Michelob Ultra. Yeah, of course, the chances of there being a hole-in-one on Sunday are extremely low, but we all need to believe in something these days, and a hole-in-one and free beer is always fantastic, right?
Damn right it is.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. College football, man. So so much for a relaxing Memorial Day weekend for Alabama head coach Nick Saban. Seems that every time he takes his yacht out, LSU fans are trolling him by blasting the LSU Tigers pregame and touchdown fight song.
Nice.
In his direction. Turn it off. I'm trying to enjoy my yacht.
God's sakes.
I like that, though. A little rivalry there, man.
Yeah,
did you guys ever used to go to, like, the rival school and, like, what did we do? We were the Lancers. I went to Lakeshore, so we were the Lancers, and St. Joe was our rival. So we'd always, like, take a bear, like a stuffed bear, and I don't know what we would do to it. We'd, like, throw it in their lawn, and it'd be all massacred the night before the game.
Yeah, I would. I would go to our rivalry towns, and I'd take all their women.
God.
No.
Dude, I remember one day back in the day, I think I was a junior in high school, that the rivalry got, we were pretty rivals with the Wyjack as well. Mm-hmm. And they burnt a D into the Lancer field, and I remember it being such a big
jam. Yeah, that's big. When you start messing with the school property, that's when the adults get involved.
But it was big time. I remember it was one of the biggest games. She was like, nobody puts a deal on the, you know, it's a bunch of little high school kids just getting all worked up.
How dare they? We're going to get them, guys.
It felt like Leonidas in the 300.
Tonight, we died in hell.
Yeah. But you're going through puberty, so your voice cracks. It doesn't sound as bad.
Lancers.
All right. Is that all you
prepare for glory.
Oh, I love it. Is that all you got? Is that good?
That's it, man.
All right. I love it. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.